Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Let's bring it home. Peter Snowden's joining us out at Randwick. Morning to you, Pete.
Morning, Andrew.
Always an exciting time at this time of the year when we're starting to talk about two-year-olds. Pete, it's like a family, isn't it? You've got new babies coming through.
It keeps changing every year, Andrew. Yeah, you're right. It's exciting, but hopefully there's something there to look forward to later on.
Yeah, let's hope so. We'll talk about Saturday, if we can, to start with the Golden Gift. You've got Jonah and also Smart Consort entered for the race. Are they both going to line up at this stage?
It'll just be Jonah.
Just Jonah. Yeah. You've been patient. I think you've had the horse in a couple of times along the last few weeks.
Yeah, no, he's a pretty skilled horse. He is. He's quite well educated. He's had one run, two trials before that, and I thought there's a lot of merit in the run that he had. He's come on nicely, so I'm looking forward to Saturday.
Is it a case where you've just got to be patient with these to give them time between their first couple of runs?
Oh, and you're looking for the ones that keep going forward, Andrew. There's quite a lot of them get to the trials, and that's as far as they go. But you're always looking for that horse that trials well and does well after a trial and to the next one and to the next one, and that's what this guy's done. He keeps getting that little bit better, so he's definitely a two-year-old type. He's very genuine, he's sound, and I just like the way he keeps progressing.
And I think, you listen to Gary Portelli, that he talks up Time to Rain, and on that occasion he was pretty solid behind that colt.
Yeah, it'd been his first start. He did a few things wrong when he got up near the mare, but she showed a bit of race experience on the day better than him, but I think he's learned a lot from there, and he's come on nicely since then in his work as well.
Okay. Just on the other one, Smart Consort, it hasn't got bad trial form for wherever you want to step out?
Oh, he's a pretty talented horse. He's got a little bit of a setback now, which I think I'll stop with him and put him out. It's only minor, but it's enough just for me not to be comfortable with going to Saturday, so... He'll have a short break, but very exciting horse. His trials have been very good, and he's been working as well as any horse in the yard.
Okay. The trial came through one of your other two-year-olds for Newgate and China Horse Club, and other owners, Windstar, are in it, Cosmic Force.
Yeah, he won well, actually. He won at Newcastle first up for a good trial here at Randwick. And no, he's a nice horse. He's a promising horse. He's gone out for a short break, and we'll get him back in and maybe look at that race in February for him.
Okay. You like giving them just maybe the one run pre-Christmas and just give them that little break?
I think that's a good idea, Andrew. It's a good recipe. It's not too much. We give them a little short preparation so you're not sort of overtaxing them, and you're making them enjoy their work, and if they enjoy their work, they'll keep on improving. But when it becomes a chore, that's when the issues come and they don't want to do it, soreness comes in. So I try and just break their routine up and don't make it too sustained, and you seem to get better results.
I understand. I guess the ones that we've also seen pre-Christmas are Anaheed and Catch Me. Can you help us with both of those?
Yeah, back in the stable and both done terrific. Yeah, really good. Another filly called Mayesh. She wasn't far behind Catch Me at a debut here at Randwick. She's in as well, and they've done terrific. They've had a good spell, 3-4 weeks, and they've come back in great order. So hopefully good things lie ahead for them.
Okay. Now, I was looking. You've got, at this stage, you enter everything for the Magic Millions and see what happens. But I think Anaheed and Catch Me, they'll head towards hopefully a slipper or something like that.
Yeah, I think more towards a diamond. They've come in a bit earlier, so they'll head towards a diamond path if they're good enough. But they certainly showed enough the first prep that they've got a nice ability. Whether they can keep coming on from that, time will tell. But they'll be going south.
I love the win of Anaheed. I mean, it was sitting just off the pace. There were, 9 or 10 runners that day, and it was just the way that she was able to sort of quicken down the straight.
Yeah, it was a good job. It was a wet track too, which is a big plus. $2, any horse been able to handle wet tracks is always a plus, but she got through it like it was nothing. It is out of a good mare. She's from the Shake Calivas, Tim Statemeyer's, and is out of a good mare, Rostova. We probably all know it here. I think Tim might have brought it off the track from Steve Richards when she retired. So good pickup. She's a promising filly.
And Catch Me would also be a diamond sort of filly?
Absolutely. No, her win was probably, in my mind, was the best $2 win of the year so far. It's only early, but what she did in the gym crack was outstanding. To give that much start away and circle the field and win by as far as she did, it was very impressive.
Yeah, and I Am Invincible, they just year on year, there was another couple of those winning on Saturday, or at least running well. They're just natural two-year-olds by the looks of most of them, Pete.
Oh, gee, there's He's a very popular stallion, Andrew. It's, yeah. You know, he gets him right across the board, 2, 3, 4. They train on. He used to be underrated. He's certainly not now. He's well exposed, and so he should be.
There was another one that I saw just in the Magic Millions entries, Rome, for James Harron and the crew, the Bateman family. It ran in the Breeders and picked up a lot of ground down the straight that day.
Yeah, he was good late. Just whether that race is the right race, I'm not sure, but he's a very talented horse. He's back in the yard. He's done terrific. And we'll head that way and we'll sort of make up the mind as time goes by.
And are there other sort of Millions horses, I guess, now that are starting, got to get out and get some prize money? Have you got a few that might step out shortly?
Yeah, we've got 4 or 5 there that are just about ready to trial now. So, and you need to, as you say, we're only about 6-7 weeks away now. So we've got to get to the races and get some prize money and sort out the wheat from the chaff, so to speak.
It's all about timing, this game, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Do you ever look at one and think, gee, I wish I was a fortnight behind or in front or whatever, you know, the just for timing?
No, that happens a lot. You always wish you had more time, but it's what I found, though, if you've got a really good one, they make their own time. You know, you can sort of be only 80-90% ready going in, and, you know, that 10% will come out on game day. So they've got to be elite horses, and only elite horses win those races. So, it's, you know, they're not that hard to pick, really.
Yep, we'll wait and see what happens there. Just before I let you go, getting away from the two-year-olds, but Red Zell obviously has gone for a little bit of a spell.
Yeah, he'll have a nice probably month off. I had intended to come back and run him in the race in February, but I don't think I will. I might just miss that and just I just think about last year, we overtaxed him a bit too much with racing last year, so I might just come back a bit later. He might not start till about March.
Okay.
But anyhow, he's spelling well.
Yep.
He'll do terrific, and no doubt they'll know he's back again next season.
Pete, thanks for spending some time. They're new names to our listeners and to yours truly, writing notes galore here, but we wish you the best with them over the next few weeks, and we look forward to seeing Jonah on Saturday.
Good on you. Appreciate it, Andrew.
Thanks, Pete. Good on you. Peter Snowden, Peter and Paul.